She noticed I was on my own. She gave me words I would not understand. She noticed I was always alone. The life I bore
This is The Morning Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, Lucas has been replaced with 2 to 3 guests. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Patrick. I'm Lucas's replacement today.
Hi. Do you want to share like a fun fact or something?
Yeah, I actually knew Lucas before Phoebe, so that's my fun fact.
Is that true?
Could be.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Lena. I don't have a fun fact. I'm a special guest.
That's a fun
fact. That's a fun fact. That's my fun fact.
She's very special. Her shirt is like the same color as her hair today.
Yeah, it'd be like that. I actually did it on purpose.
That's really the color wonderful. Is a red, reddish color.
Like a...
Like
reddish
brown. Like envision reddish like a red.
Brown. Like brick.
Like if she was brick. If she was a like cookie, she would be a gingerbread brick. Man.
Yeah.
So
as established.
So think about that. today I wanted to start us off with Flamingo by Kiro Kiro Bonito, and then I would like to talk about it afterwards because I've just been thinking about it a lot. And like social psychology and stuff. So I'm going to play it and then I'm going to talk about it. But while I'm playing it, really think about the lyrics and the meaning of the song. And then we'll go over it together if I want to call it
an analysis.
Just like a mini analysis, social psych lesson.
Mini, but also
so you can study
deep.
And listen to the radio at the
yeah.
same time.
And that's the beauty of freeform radio. So this is Flamingo by Kiro Kiro Bonito. Please enjoy.
Shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink? Eat too much and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty rich. あいつらはピンク動物園で思ったピンク食べ物でそうなんだ実は私はタラコが大好きプラスエビカニ食べようピンク色になるのだからみんな違う色人間って勘違いしてるよね Black, white, green or blue Show off your natural hue Flamingo Oh 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 ohIf you're multicolored, that's cool too. You don't need to change. It's boring being the same. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. You're pretty either way. ツルの尻尾下に向かって曲げたらフラミンゴ意味不明だけど面白いでしょ虹色に染まった世界今日も地球のどこかでエビをむしゃむしゃ食べてフラミンゴはピンク色に染まっていくぜ 1, 2, 3 Black, white, green or blue Show off your natural hue Flamingo, oh 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 If you're multicolored, that's cool too
Flamingo by Kiro Kiro Bonito. Well, I did not think about this song too hard until I have an extra credit assignment for my social psychology class, which is to make like a mixtape of songs or videos about social psychology. And so I thought of this song because it's a banger. And I learned that it uses flamingos because flamingos actually get their bright pink color from eating shrimp and other fish, I think, and algae that turn them pink. So like baby flamingos are gray, and if they're Whoa. And if they're raised with a not proper diet, then they will grow up to be gray, like in terrible zoos and such.
So like more pink flamingos eat more shrimp.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think.
Huge.
And so Kiro Kiro Bonito really uses this as a metaphor for not conforming, which I think is really great. So like conforming would be like turning gray. And also there's like apparently a big trend in Japan, I think, which is like people like dressing up as like black rappers, so like basically blackface.
Cool. Does she do this?
No, this is what the song is about. Oh. So like changing your color to like
not fashionable.
Be trendy, which is actually just blackface, but also could be like about just like appropriation in general. It doesn't have to be like that extreme. So she's really hitting a lot of things in this song, which I think is really cool. And I wrote about it for extra credit.
You should get more extra credit for talking about it on the radio.
Yeah, really. I wish my professor was listening in. They would be impressed. Yeah, so I think that's really cool. Also, just a great song. It's, I think it's like Japanese pop. Anyway, if you notice, there's parts that aren't in English.
I noticed.
I also noticed, which I think is fun.
I just have a quick question to open up to the table. if you were a flamingo, what color do you think you would be?
Well, I don't eat shrimp, so I don't think I could be pink.
I think if I was a flamingo, I would eat shrimp to be pink.
Yeah, like, I don't think I'd want to be a flamingo if I wasn't pink.
I would just be scared that I would get sick of shrimp, because I really like shrimp when I eat it now, but I think if I ate it enough to become pink, I might get a little sick of it.
Wait, so what color would you be?
Would you be gray?
Would you be a gray flamingo?
Well, I think I would be, like, I think I would go in and out. I think it would depend on the season.
Right,
I think I would get, like, nice and pink for summer, but I think I would be gray in the winter if I was a flamingo.
Sure, yeah.
So we are going to stay on this trend. A very exciting thing happened last weekend, where Sydney Gish came to our school along with other wonderful artists such as Orion Sun, which we played last week. They are both very talented in different ways. Sydney Gish has a song called Imposter Syndrome, which talks about her own experience with imposter syndrome, which is basically like attributing your success to like outside forces opposed to like taking credit for it, which is another song I wrote about for extra credit. I'm glad that you guys are really realizing that I'm a young scholar, and I'm sure that this isn't super interesting
intellectual
to anyone but me, but it's a great song, so I'm gonna play it. This is Imposter Syndrome by Sydney Gish.
What's a human being gotta be like? What's a way to just be competent? These sweet instincts ruin my life. Every other day I'm wondering, was it a mistake to try and define what I'm certain's mad incompetence? These sweet instincts ruin my life. For human, grossly underqualified. For
hope you enjoyed the flight and have a nice day.
I do surf, you know, snowboard. Music is the thing, you know. Do that as much as you can. It's, you know, just, I mean, being alone and playing music is probably the best of my life.
Especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this? Scrolling through your call list. Fuck me up a bitch. Know that I kept it sexy, and know I kept it fun. There's something that I'm missing, maybe my head for one. What's worst, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? Or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you.
Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh, love, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Let's imagine for a moment that you never made a name for yourself, a master wealth. They had you labeled as a king. Never made it out the cage, still out there moving in them streets. Never had the baddest woman in the game up in your sheets. Would they be down to ride now? They used to hide from you, lie to you, but y'all know we were made for each other. So I find you and hold you down. Miss Sing say, hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. It's such a shame you let this good love go to waste. I always keep the top tier, 5-star, sexy loving in the car. Like make that wood, like make that wood, holly like a boulevard. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy, jealous and crazy? Or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh love, they don't love you like I love you. Hold down, they don't love you like I love you. Get my swag on. I look in the mirror and say, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? I hop up out my bed and get my swag on. I look in the mirror and say, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up?
That was Hold Up by Beyonce. If you haven't heard that song before, what are you doing?
Like how?
You're just not doing it right.
You should go listen to it on repeat.
Yeah, and that's probably the third time we've listened to that collectively today.
Yeah.
Which I think is really beautiful.
Personally, when I hear the song, I really think about that episode from Kimmy Schmidt where Titus Lemonades, and I think about that music video rather than the real one.
No, I just think of Beyonce.
And I just wanted to speak my truth.
When I hear that song, I think about the camp I go to because we honestly play a lot of Beyonce there. Because there's a weird dynamic at my camp where it's kind of ruled by the aerial teachers and they are obsessed with Beyonce. So the aerial teachers are always playing Beyonce.
Interesting.
Can you define naturally camp?
Is it a circus camp?
It's a circus camp.
Oh.
It's fun. Called Camp Winter Rainbow in Laytonville, California.
Quick shout out.
Quick shout out to the Bows. Go
have
Bows.
You've been working there for 9 years going
I've
there?
Been working there since I was 8.
Whoa.
And some of that working was actually just attending and paying to go as a camper. Yeah.
Did you have to do like an unpaid year of working before you could work there?
I never had
an unpaid year, but they paid me $400 my first year working at camp for 8 weeks.
$200 last year for the summer.
I made around that much last time I worked, and I only am getting incrementally more this summer. But I did work for free as a teen staff, and then I worked for half pay as a teen staff, and then now full pay.
Camps really like underpay you.
They do, it's especially because like they don't pay by the hour.
No, they pay by like the whole time you're there. And it's like I was making like 30 cents a day.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy. And also if you're working at a sleepaway camp, you are working 24
That's
hours
what
basically.
I did.
Yeah.
Like the amount of times that I got woken up at 2 a.m. like I deserved more money for that.
Yeah. But like, yeah, it's hard.
It's okay. It's
still worth it. It's also,
fun.
You get
it's
room
so
and
fun.
Board. So,
yeah. And friends.
I need to mention that we have another person in the studio who is being silent because they are working. Their name is Luca. Hi, Luca.
Hi, Luca.
Hi.
Luca has responded, hi.
In the case you didn't hear it.
Luca has requested Be My Baby by Mariah Carey.
Okay, we're not going to play that next, but...
It'll come.
But thank
it
you.
May come.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
Good.
Thanks.
Good suggestion.
Luca's wearing a scrunchie in his hair.
In a very similar shirt to the shirt I wore yesterday.
That's so true.
And eating a bagel from Pax.
He is not eating in the studio.
He's outside the studio.
We're looking at him through the window.
Yeah, he's flying around out there with his bagel.
Yeah, what a cutie.
What a cutie.
Shout out
for
to
real.
Luca.
I wanted to take this moment to talk about a pretty exciting thing that's happening on May 4th called WMFO Live Day. Here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for Live Music Day. Some of these artists include Lily Black, Will Daly, Flight of Fire, 61 Ghosts, previously 62 Ghosts. I don't know what happened to their 62nd Ghost.
But someone find it.
It's bound to be an exciting day. So tune in. Next, we are going to play a request from my friend Patrick. Stranger Feelings by Dream Girl. Enjoy.
down to hurry. The world could be on fire and we wouldn't know. The temperature's rising and no one knows. We'll hide behind the money, that's the way it goes. The world could be on fire and we wouldn't know.
Oh, What we gotta do right here is go back. Back in the time.
Was The Way by Ariana Grande feat Mac Miller, Rip Mac. But that is a banger, and I am obsessed with Ariana Grande as of pretty recent, well, as of this year, since Thank You Next, as a lot of people are.
Was anyone really obsessed with her before? Is that a hot take?
Yes.
Sorry.
I think we were all obsessed with her before.
I feel like a lot of people were obsessed with her before. And then they became even more obsessed with her.
The following grew.
Yeah. I definitely wasn't like a listener.
Yeah, me neither. Until Thank You Next. But then I started listening to her old music, and they're all bangers. Before,
like God is a Woman, great song.
Yeah.
Side by Side did change my life. Yeah. In a really side to side. Yeah, we're going to parody Side by Side. feel free to listen in.
And I was obsessed with Thank You Next and started listening to her older music and her radio on Spotify, and The Way came up. And I just completely forgot about that song. That song got really big,
so
too.
Good.
I think she like had a mini blow up during that time.
Yeah.
When she was dating Mac Miller.
Question for the table. Mm. Has anyone else tried the Ariana Grande stool challenge?
First of all, you're saying Ariana Grande, and that's upsetting me a little bit.
But whatever.
Ari.
But we're gonna breeze past that.
If we could not dwell on that. Yeah.
Could you just describe the challenge?
It's like you know her album cover where she's like perched on the stool.
And people are like, that's impossible.
Yeah.
No.
Which album? Wait, I'll pull it up.
I think it's the album that has Dangerous Woman in it.
Yeah. Oh, great song.
Is it not called Dangerous Woman?
This one.
Oh.
Yeah, she's like...
For those of you that can't see, it's a picture of Ariana Grande sitting on a stool. Ariana.
Well, she's not like sitting on the stool. She's like... She has her legs curled on it and like it does look impossible.
What's the name of
Wearing
the album?
High Heels.
My Everything.
Okay, the name of the album is My Everything if everyone wants to bring up the image with us.
And you can see there's some pictures when you search of people attempting.
People, yeah.
And can other people do it?
Like,
do we think it's real?
It looks difficult.
Our friend Yoon did it.
Yoon did do it. Shout out to Yoon.
I wonder, I feel like it's possible that it could be fake.
I think with technology
today,
she easily could be photoshopped on there.
Yeah.
Like for sure.
I do have a white stool in my room.
We should try it.
Has to be white.
Yeah.
I also have a red stool, but
the white stool is better.
What's featured? What she is sitting on a white stool for those of you who don't have access to the picture in front of you.
Yeah. It's one of her older albums, right?
I think it's like
it's one of her best albums.
You think?
In my personal opinion.
That's a hot take.
Hot take.
I think she has a lot of great albums.
I think she has a lot. I think all of her albums are great.
Where were you when you first heard Thank You Next?
I was at Tufts, but
I was in Tisch Library.
That's really beautiful.
That's so, that's
Do you have any other like exciting details?
Yeah, people were raving over it, and then they were like, listen to her new song. So I tried searching her new song, and then I listened to Sweetener, because I thought that was
Sweetener's
the song.
Sweetener's so
good. Sweetener's also
was
very good,
but really good. I wasn't sure why they were freaking out over it, and then I heard the song, and I understood the
hype. I didn't like Thank You Next at first.
Wow.
I immediately attached to it. I agree.
I don't remember the first time I heard it, but I... feel like the first time I bopped to it was like with my sister in like maybe a hotel room. I can't tell you where, but
when did it come out?
Me and my sister, we were on a family vacation and we listened to that song too many times during that vacation, and also Sweetener a lot, which is really good.
It came out in February 8th. So second semester. So like pretty
second
recently.
Semester. Right a little bit before Valentine's Day
for those of you
who have a Valentine. Otherwise,
well, I feel like it was more for the non-Valentine crowd.
Yeah.
Like. Really to
and
hold everyone else.
And the music video
over.
Is iconic.
It's so good.
It's
so good.
Iconic.
I remember the first time I watched that music video. I was in my dorm room.
I was in my dorm room and it was very late at night.
It was like the day it came out because it was such a big deal that it dropped.
You watched it for the first time in the CC.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah,
you're right.
I remember
you're
that.
Right,
you
you're
were
right.
at the counter seat.
We were,
for those
sitting,
of you
we were
who
sitting on the counter.
I've been to the CC.
For those of you who have seen a counter.
It's a high up table.
Yeah, near the outlet corner. Corner counter.
Near the
you
continent.
Guys should check it out. It's like it's a great
really
place
good,
to watch
study
really
spot.
Good place to watch Ariana Grande videos.
I am going to play Regret You by Holy Child. This is a song that came up on my Discover Weekly last week, and I think it's fun, so I hope you all think it's fun too.
I choose to make it. been seeming real. Money in my eye, so maybe I'm fixing. Come on, I'm fixing to die. But you know I love it when you hit the end and run around yelling. That's when I'm melting. It always happens so fast, just like that, and just like that.
Lava by Still Woozy. While that song was going on, we were talking about nut allergies, the queer community, discrimination, Spencer Gallant.
And who feels it the most.
All important things.
All the details of that conversation are not
necessary
to share on air, but I think you
can
maybe put some stuff together.
It's important topics to think about separately and together.
Maybe just like reflect. Like
yeah, just think about it.
And call us in with your reflections on those topics separately.
Anyone out there is listening,
give us a call. Anyone out there has a nut allergy and would like to talk about their experience.
Yeah.
We want to hear about it.
We want to validate your nut allergies.
All my cousins have nut allergies.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of food allergies in my family, but I don't have any.
I think I'm allergic.
Luca now wants
Luca's
to be
on coming
air.
On the radio.
Introducing
okay, Luca.
Luca Rogoff.
Hi, Luca. Hello. Hi, Luca.
Hello. Does mic 2 work?
Yes.
Yeah, you're on.
Can you hear yourself?
No.
Turn up your volume.
And here I am.
Hello.
Hello.
And here we are.
That's beautiful. And here we are. Lava by Still Woozy came out exactly a month ago.
It's a great song.
May 1st. Still Woozy has only come out with singles.
I know, it's like kind of annoying.
But also that's crazy that he really blew up that much
with from just singles.
Like 7 singles.
Yeah.
Like I saw him
all
in concert.
All his concerts are sold out.
Really?
You got to go?
Yeah, I saw him in concert a few months ago, I want to say, in Boston.
I think it was last month.
Did you go?
No, I just heard about it from Phoebe.
Oh,
I went.
I want to go. And now it's like so hard to get tickets for.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he was still pretty famous at that point.
Yeah.
It was, the tickets sold out. I had to buy them off
like
of another website. Yeah.
Else, yeah.
What website?
StubHub. This is an ad for StubHub.com. Not endorsed by WMFO, but endorsed by Phoebe directly.
I'll be honest,
Phoebe
I'm still a little raw from some previous events, and I can't really talk about the
I'm
nut
sorry
allergies
for bringing it up.
Right
I'm
now.
Really sorry for bringing
Somebody
it up.
Somebody in this room who may or may not be me, may or may not have been scammed out of $35 trying to see the mountain goats.
Is it you?
He's pretty upset.
No. Yeah.
He's crying.
I just want to make sure it's not
I
me.
I am crying.
you sure?
We'll change the subject.
Yeah,
when
I
saw Still Woozy live, since he has such little songs,
yeah.
He played the same song twice.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Which one?
Wow.
That seems
I
like
don't
a
remember
huge
which one.
Thing to
I think
not
probably
do.
One of his bigger ones. No, but he just played it more enthusiastically because they literally didn't have enough songs
Did
to
he do
fill
covers?
The set.
He
no.
Covers.
I don't think
he
so.
Should have done a cover.
I think it was a really cover of his own song.
Sure.
You're so right.
I think that's a really fun move that like artists who are just starting out, but yeah, because of how the internet like works fun now, covers. Like blow up and then yeah. start touring. Like I feel like King Princess used to do some covers. I never saw yeah. her. These are just like I rumors King that Princess. I heard.
Covers can be really good or yeah, they can and, be
like,
really
people,
bad.
Well, people yeah. would be really enthusiastic if it's a song that like everyone knows.
Yeah.
So you can go off.
I it. Don't believe he did a cover. Yeah, I don't think so.
I saw Cupcake and she did six songs. She did six songs and then she left.
That's not
what?
A set.
That's not okay. a show.
It wasn't a set.
Was it at a festival? Like were there other people? No,
it was her. It was just her.
It was a Cupcake concert.
We were in Philadelphia and we drove to Baltimore.
You know, Nikki,
3 hours.
Wow.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. What?
Philadelphia and Baltimore are only 3 hours away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some geography lessons for those of you.
Oh God, I have a severe misunderstanding of where some states are.
Wait, Baltimore is like near. Oh, like this DC, is like Maryland.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like below Philly. It's like the yeah. next city. But down the map.
They're very wait. Close. Maryland I'm and sorry, Pennsylvania border each other.
We don't really have time to argue about this.
Thank you. This has been the morning show.
This is my Luca last chance to say it. Oh no, my goodness. This has been the morning show and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Phoebe. This is my last radio of the semester, so it's kind of sad.
Could we all get a round of applause for Phoebe?
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
The there's a huge crowd in the stew right now. All
we're giving her a standing ovation.
Moment.
You can't. Everyone is doing a backflip
because it's the radio.
You can just take this off. The people have a gripe that are taking my place.
We're
Being done.
We're being taken over by aliens. Here come the aliens.
You guys like me now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. People like you.
People like you.
Yeah, yeah.
This has been
voice.
Live radio that I'm sure everybody
this
listening to
has
enjoyed.
This is Freeform Radio.
Gotta go.
I feel like this mistake has been made before, and I want to confirm that aliens are
someone in the studio is wearing a shirt that says people like you.